making me feel a little queasy. Unfortunately, there is no known cure. How I got this acute case of crushitis is kind of a long and complicated story. I was just about to eat breakfast and head off to school when Daisy made a mad dash through the house and ruined everything in her path. I can't believe Daisy is actually a sneaky sausage snatcher. But hey, she's my adorable little sneaky sausage snatcher. I just could not understand how something so small, cute, and cuddly could completely trash our home in less than 3 minutes. There is just one major difference between Daisy and my bratty little sister, Brianna. Brianna is supposed to go potty inside, but sometimes has accidents outside. And Daisy is supposed to go potty outside, but sometimes has accidents inside. I had barely started cleaning up the huge mess Daisy had made when I had to rush her outside to use the bathroom. Afterward, she waded through a mud puddle and then playfully jumped all over me. OMG! It looked like Daisy and I had been in a mud wrestling match, and I had lost. I was desperately trying to drag her back into the house when I unexpectedly ran into... Brandon! Hey, Nikki, what's up? OMG, I was so embarrassed. I was completely covered in Daisy's muddy paw prints from head to toe. I wanted to open our mailbox, climb inside it, and die. Brandon's eyes twinkled as he bit his lower lip. It was quite obvious he was trying his best not to further humiliate me by laughing. Are you okay? He asked. Sure. Everything's fine, actually. Daisy and I were just taking a little walk and... Let me guess. You decided to roll around in a mud puddle. Brandon grinned. I couldn't help rolling my eyes at him. Brandon explained that he was up early delivering material to the person designing a donation website for Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center, where he volunteers. Daisy happily wagged her tail and stared at Brandon like he was a human-sized doggy snack. He scooped her up and laughed. Hello, Daisy? Have you been giving poor Nikki a really hard time? Yes? That's when I told him about all the mischief that Daisy had gotten into. Brandon, I'm completely exhausted, and I just got out of bed an hour ago. If Daisy was a toy dog, I swear I'd take out her batteries and throw them away, I grumbled. That's too bad. Hey, maybe some obedience training will solve your problem, Brandon said. Thanks for the advice. But obedience training sounds super intense. I barely make it through the 10 minutes of warm-up exercises in PE class, I muttered in frustration. Actually, the obedience training is for Daisy, not you, Brandon laughed. I'm very sure you don't eat out of the garbage or drink out of the toilet, right? I just stared at Brandon in shock. I could not believe he'd actually asked me such a personal question. How rude. That's when I started to wonder if Brianna had been gossiping about me to Brandon behind my back. I would never, ever eat out of the garbage. Ew. Well, unless I had a really good reason. Like the time Brianna accidentally threw away the little white bag that contained my double chocolate, double fudge cupcake? I'd actually just purchased it from the cupcakery. Yes, I'll admit I had to dig through the garbage to find it. And there was a big blob of jelly, a half